Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy. And we thank you, Father God, that as we come before you today, we ask that the Holy Spirit, the true teacher, bring revelation knowledge far beyond the words that we speak that will flow in the lives and hearts of these your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I have a very special guest. My wife, Joanne, is going to share two testimonies with you about healing. And I want you to listen very carefully because the Word of God says that in testimonies that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So you can latch on and hang on to what God shares today about healing. And if you need healing in your body, just reach out and receive it. So Joanne's going to come and share these now. And honey, just go ahead and share what's on your heart.
Hi, everybody. I'm really excited about being able to share a couple of recent healing testimonies with all of you. The first one is a very special to me because it goes so far back in my life. And the way it started was when I was 9 years old. I was in the fourth grade, and a little tiny growth came up on the rim of my lower eyelid, of my left eye. And it never bothered me. It was just there. And a few months ago, it started growing. Now, I'm almost 65 years old, so do the math. That's been a long time. And so I watched it for a little bit, and then I would put on my eyeliner, and my eyeliner would go over it, like bloop, and it was like trying to paint a line down the middle of a road with roadkill in the middle of the road. And I thought, this is ridiculous. And it was just a big black blob there. And I thought, I don't have to put up with this. Jesus took this. So I thought about the scripture in Mark 11, verses 20 through 26, where Jesus cursed the fig tree. And I said, okay, he cursed a fig tree. It withered up from the roots. And I'm going to curse this growth on my eyelid. So I spoke to it. I cursed it, and I commanded it to dry up and wither from the roots in Jesus' name, and I just left it at that. And every morning when I would put on my eyeliner, I would remind that growth that it had been cursed. And in a couple of weeks, I was putting on my eyeliner, and my lower eyelid started itching really bad. So I reached up with my fingernail, and I just lightly went across, and it fell off in my hand. And when I looked at it, there was no hole. It didn't bleed. There was no scar. And it's gone. And I was just rejoicing and praising God. And I thought, thank you, God, that you care about the tiniest things. And it wasn't that it was causing me pain, but it was just unsightly and annoying. And so God cares about every little thing in our life. The second story is a little different than the first one because this particular healing came as a surprise. And the way it started was years ago, Bert and I would do preschool programs in church preschools. And we were in a social hall in a particular preschool and on a stage. And the stage we found when we got there had a lot of instruments and just junk on the stage. And so we pushed everything to the side. And there were two sets of steps. Well, we closed off the steps, stage right, and we were going to let all the volunteers come up stage left. So and we had a sound system where we had speakers so that everybody could hear us clearly. And we picked a little boy out of the audience, and instead of going stage left, he ended up running stage right and started up the steps where all the junk was. Well, I immediately, as a reflex, ran over to stop him so that he wouldn't trip over anything, and in that, I was wearing a microphone, and I stepped in front of our speaker, and there was an ear-piercing sound, literally ear-piercing, and the pain that shot into my right ear was like someone had stabbed me with a knife in my ear. Well, I told the little boy to shoot him with my hand and directed him to go around to the other stairs. And I noticed in the days that followed that when I was lying down in bed and Bert would say something to me, that I would have to lift my left ear. If I was laying on my left side, I would have to lift up my left ear to hear him clearly. And I thought, that's weird. That must have affected my hearing. But it wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't real bad. I wasn't deaf in that ear or anything. And so the years just passed, and I just kind of let it go. And I think probably down in my psyche or in my mind, I'm trying to justify, well, it was my fault. That was very foolish of me to walk in front of that speaker. And maybe subconsciously I was thinking, I didn't deserve to be healed. I never even asked the Lord to heal me. And so fast forward, and a few months ago, I was at a healing meeting in Asheville, and there were people who the Spirit of God was just really moving, and people were receiving healing all over the auditorium. And someone was up giving a healing testimony, and all of a sudden, my right ear went pop. It was kind of like if someone went like that with their finger in their mouth and made that little sound. And I could hear clearly because the person was still giving their healing testimony. And it was like the volume got turned up in my right ear. And so after that testimony, I go running up and give my testimony. And it was really cool because several people were excited about that and they received healing as a result of me sharing my healing for their ears. And so it was really a cool experience because God just surprised me with healing. And so I just want to encourage you that God wants you well. He wants you well. And I'm going to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray for every person who's listening today who needs healing or knows someone who needs healing, that when the man came to you and said, if you will, you can make me whole. Jesus, you said, I will, be thou whole. That is your will. Your word says it's your will to heal every time. You went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because the Lord was working with you. So I speak healing to everyone out there who needs healing. Just reach out and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.